You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. I'm your very friendly and very ADD co-host, Paul.
But we get through. And I'm Rob, and this is episode number 823. And as always, we thank you so very much for hanging out with us today. Hope you're having a great one.
We do hope you're having a great day. We also appreciate you for all the love you've been giving us, all the questions you've been giving us, and all the problems that you've been giving us to solve. Thank you. Before we get into today's question, which we're going to be talking about, what is the proper attire as a drone pilot? This has kind of been like a controversial thing because the FAA recently, they gave their opinion on the whole thing. But after a couple months of this environment, this scenario, I've actually gotten some good feedback from a few different drone pilots in the community about what they like to do and what they don't like to do. And I have my thoughts of my own, and Nick Lang will really appreciate this one. So let's hear today's question, which is brought to you by our friends at the Drone U community. Because why? Well, if you want to go to a conference, right, it's like a retreat. Get to hang out with like-minded dudes. You get to have a lot of fun. You get to learn a lot, not only from us, but from the people around you. You get to fly 10 missions that have multiple stations within each mission to truly test your skills. Not only give you the opportunity to practice, but also to test your skills to compete for cash and drone prizes. You are not going to want to miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to droneuflyin.com because there's only 100 pilots that are going to be allowed to go. Will you be one of them? Guess we'll find out. DroneUFlyIn.com.
Hello, DroneU. Thank you for all your content. Thank you for all your guys' help. Excellent job. My question is, I just became a Part 107 pilot, just passed. Awesome. Doing my real estate photography here in West Palm Beach. Question is, once you go out to the location, I was thinking of having my license, pilot license hung around my neck with a lanyard. Basically, what do you do when you go to location for that type of job? Do you suggest to be advertised as a pilot, maybe with a t-shirt, with your company name on it, with the lanyard, with the license on there? That would kind of help. Anything you can enlighten on that, that would be awesome. Thank you, guys. Keep up the great job.
Thank you very much, Orlando. We appreciate that very, very much. The kind words, the question. And yeah, so there's a lot of things actually going on in that question. I think Paul wants to take it in a little bit of a different direction. But number one, as it relates to essentially marketing yourself through what you wear and kind of, even what you have on your car, all those kinds of things. Absolutely. I mean, it's a business and you're trying to share the love, so to speak, as to who you are and what you do. So in that regard, I think it's like any business, you're going to definitely want to kind of let it be known that you do what you do. And if you run across people, they are going to ask questions. I mean, there's just a lot of reasons to do that. But you're more interested in some other issues as it relates to what you take to a job, what you wear, that kind of thing.
Well, I can totally talk to the fact of, you know, what should I wear? I think PJ is a good example. He actually wears, you can buy them on Amazon, where it's like a police badge holder. And it's like a wallet that hangs from your neck. And he has his FAA license there. And he typically wears a high-vis vest that says FAA pilot, you know, do not disturb in flight, blah, 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 blah. And that's why I want to talk about high-vis vests, because the FAA did recently discuss high-visibility vests. And they recommend that all drone pilots wear high-vis vests. And I don't like that, because what it does is it puts a label on drone pilots being good or bad. Oh, he's a good drone pilot, so he's wearing a bright neon vest. Maybe I don't want to wear a bright neon vest because I'm actually in the shot that I'm taking and I don't want to be bright and neon in the shot. I want to kind of blend in so you can't really tell I'm in the picture. You know, there are a lot of reasons. Maybe I don't want someone to label me a good or drone pilot based off of what I wear because, oh yeah, we've been doing that for thousands of years and look how far that got us. All right. So, I mean, I could go down the rabbit hole with this one. I think here's the flip side of the argument, though, is that everyone who's been wearing a high-vis vest keeps telling me that as soon as they started wearing a high-vis vest, it says FAA UAS pilot on it or licensed FAA pilot on it, that the questions stopped. people stopped asking, how high will it go? How far will it go?
That's interesting.
Oh, can you do that and make money? All those questions seem to kind of go away. People are like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing. It's cool.
That's true. I will say, so I mentioned that we were volunteering at a track meet, or I was this weekend. And as a volunteer, you wear one of those orange vests, just little net things. Very, very, it's not inconspicuous, but it's insubstantial. And it basically got me tickets into the good bathroom, tickets for free snacks, just because I had that vest. Now I was benefiting the track meet and I was contributing, but there were no questions asked, all because of wearing that vest.
Isn't that funny?
It is.
It's also
like a ticket.
It's also really scary because
that's true.
You could really fake everything well and get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And so maybe that's a reason if you're going to wear the vest, you have more credentials just in case somebody does question you.
True.
Who's a little bit skeptical or cynical.
True. True, true, true.
So, but when you go out to a job, let's say you're going to do a mapping job of whatever, a construction site, what are you going to take and what are you going to wear?
To a construction site is different than any other place.
Okay.
You picked a very, very specific one because when it comes to a construction site, you have to wear a hard hat. And
sure.
You typically have to wear a vest. It's not like it's not like FAA where it's like quote unquote recommended. You have to do it.
Yeah, that's okay. So compare that to going and doing a real estate job.
Real estate job, I'm going to go out and I'm going to wear exactly what I'm wearing right now.
All right.
I'm going to wear a nice, comfortable fisherman style shirt.
Sometimes, though, you might have something that says Drone U on it.
I typically
wear
a logoed shirt.
Right.
Yes, that's okay. Yes. And I'm actually getting these exact shirts made with logos for that very reason.
There you go.
So that is a good point. Do people ask me questions? Yes. I actually like it, though, because it gives me an opportunity to educate the public and kind of set the record straight. So.
Yeah. And I would say this because you did specifically say, should I wear a t-shirt with my stuff on it? Probably wouldn't wear a t-shirt. I just think that looks a little less than professional personally, but obviously others could have differing opinions on that. And I think even Paul, if you're going out, and I say even Paul, just because you generally dress a little pretty casual, right, on a daily basis. But even if you're going out to a job and you're meeting with a client, you're probably not going to wear a t-shirt.
Definitely not.
You're going to wear something like this at a minimum or some sort of a polo or something along those lines.
Definitely not wearing a t-shirt. That is for sure.
Yeah. So.
So anyway, I think the base standard is a polo. You don't even have to tuck it in.
Right.
In fact, if you're a Drone U Elite and you tuck it in, you get kicked off. Drone U Elite. Just saying. Okay. Anyway. All right, guys. On that bombshell, that is going to do it. By the way, that is a rule for Drone U Elite. Just making sure you guys know that one.
Unwritten rule, apparently.
Anyway, on that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to AskDroneU.com and don't be afraid to leave us some social currency.
Please.
Say thanks. Leave us a review. Yes. And it helps other people find us. So thank you. On that bombshell, that's going to do it. I've said that 3 times now. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.